I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1986. That was the day that Edward Meese gave a speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Meese was serving as Attorney General under President Ronald Reagan. During his speech, Meese encouraged bosses to spy on their employees in order to determine if they were using drugs. He said, "Management also has to take responsibility for surveillance of problem areas such as locker rooms, parking lots, shipping and mail room areas, and even the nearby taverns if necessary as part of controlling this problem." He also advocated for drug testing of employees. Ronald Reagan had declared what he termed the war on drugs in 1982. Meese was outlining a plan to make the workplace a battlefront of that war. During his speech, he said, "The workplace is the strategic pass-through which almost all Americans move. Consequently, the workplace can be a choke point on this use or misuse of illegal drugs." After the speech, a spokesman for Meese assured the press that the Attorney General was not advocating for bosses to infringe on the civil liberties of their employees. Many workers and unions have disagreed with that assessment. Since 1987, drug testing by employers has risen more than 250%. In 1987, the National Labor Relations Board ruled that drug testing was a mandatory subject of bargaining. By all accounts, Reagan's war on drugs had little success in stopping drug use. In 2005, 82% of polled police and sheriffs called the war a failure. However, the war on drugs has handed a resounding victory to corporate special interests like drug testing companies and privatized prisons. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.